Pain and discomfort may be our friend, it may be our enemy.
Welcome to The Underestimated Entrepreneur, where we talk about how to get the best out of yourself and how to build a life that you can't wait to get out of bed and live each day. This podcast is my attempt at documenting my journey, sharing my insights and what I've learned from being the private mindset and mental performance coach to some of the country's top athletes, rich listers, entrepreneurs, and running events for tens of thousands of people on how to better themselves and those around them. This is for those driven to achieve more in life, but are often underestimated by those around them. This podcast is my attempt at helping you prove your doubters wrong. Please enjoy.
Driven Mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Today, let's talk about pain and also discomfort. Now, pain and discomfort is one of those things that can be really challenging to understand. I was just thinking about this before. I was sitting here and I was just looking out. I'm still in Bali. I'm just looking out over the ocean. And I'm thinking about pain. And I know that pain is most people's greatest motivator. Like, most of you out there need pain in order to do shit. Like, you have the pain of regret, the pain of not feeling good enough, the pain of not being where you want to be. And that's going to be your driver to want to be better or to do something better. Now, it doesn't always have to be that way. It's just that you don't have a better motivator yet. I would highly recommend coming along and doing a course like Thrive Time or something like that in order to break that pattern, which is the reason why I created that event. Because until you get a success map for your life and know where you're going, a lot of people use pain as their primary motivator. But I was also thinking about how pain and discomfort can also be a huge benefit, but it can mess with your head a little bit. Like, I'll give you an example. If you go to the gym is painful and it is also, it creates discomfort, but it also makes you feel better and move forward. The pain of saving money or the discomfort of saving money, especially if you don't have a lot at first, like when you first start with your financial journey, you've got to save a little bit of money and potentially invest a little bit of money. And when you do that, it's really uncomfortable. But by doing that, in the future, you're going to be in a better place. If you don't do that because you're avoiding the pain and you're avoiding the discomfort, you're always waiting to make more money so that you've got more money in order to save and invest, then you're probably never going to get anywhere. So there is this consistent push and pull between pain and discomfort within our own lives. Too much pain we use as a motivator, but too much pain on the other side can tell us that something is really going wrong. Like, for instance, if you're at the gym and you're working out and all of a sudden you get pain in your shoulder, that's telling you to stop. That's telling you that there's something going wrong there. But sometimes if you've got the pain of being overweight or the pain of not exercising, you'll feel like shit about yourself and then all of a sudden you're sick. And so when you go to the gym, you start running on the treadmill and it's uncomfortable and there's this pain in your shins and all that sort of stuff. Pain can be used as a motivator, but it can also be a warning sign. It's just, how do we use it? How do we use the pain to know whether we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing? And this is the question that was going on in my mind. I know I'm probably just rambling at the moment and talking, but it was just something that came up in my head that I wanted to really talk about, because I thought, you know, isn't it interesting that if we don't exercise, we have pain, but if we do exercise, we also have pain, because you end up with muscle soreness afterwards, you can have some joint soreness, or, you know, sometimes if you're overtrained, something like if I sit down at the desk for too long throughout the day and then I go to the gym and I train chest, then I end up with shoulder soreness because there's a length tension discrepancy between my chest muscles and my back muscles that are supporting my shoulders, so it can create pain or inflammation in that joint. Then what happens with food? Like, you can have the pain of being overweight, but it's also probably pretty painful mentally and emotionally to be on a diet. Or you can substitute the word pain for discomfort. It's uncomfortable walking around being overweight, but it's uncomfortable also managing your calories and controlling them on a daily basis. And it's even more uncomfortable going through a diet in order to lose that weight in the first place. It's uncomfortable to manage your money so that you can get ahead financially. It is extremely uncomfortable to do that. You know, I struggled with that for many, many years. You know, I always thought ignorantly that you just make money, and when you make money, you have the pleasure of being able to spend it. But then what I realized was I was always broken in financial pain. So now what I have is a financial structure, and I've had this for a long, long time now, where I have a financial structure where it keeps my money tight. But when my money's tight, that also creates a discomfort because I want to go out and I spend more. I want to go out and I want to be able to, you know, work hard and enjoy the fruits of my own labor, where I want to go out and buy things so that I can enjoy life more. And then sometimes in my head, I think, well, what happens if I die tomorrow and I've got all this cash in the bank and I've got all these investments? Like, fuck it, why don't I just spend it all? But then at the same time, I go, what happens if I live to 100? What happens if I'm 85 and have to go into a retirement village or whatever and I don't have enough money? What happens if I have to survive on government pension? Now, you've probably heard me talk about on the podcast before changing what ifs to even ifs. But I still like to plan for the future, but I also like to live for today. So there is this discomfort around managing money and managing my finances. There's also a discomfort of doing sales. Like, there's a fear of rejection. There's a fear of not being good enough. There's a fear of people not believing in my products and services. And I see other people buying other shit. And so that makes me pissed off and frustrated and upset when I know we have a far superior product and service and I care more about our community and so on. And so, you know, there's that pain there as well of being rejected in sales, but also the pain of knowing that someone else could go somewhere else and get an inferior product and service and get a bad, you know, our industry gets a bad reputation. So what do you do? I'm trying to figure out mentally in my own head about how we navigate this pain and discomfort within our own lives, because it always seems to be there. And when I was younger, I always tried to avoid pain and I tried to avoid discomfort. But what I realized is that it was always there. The more I tried to avoid it, the more it popped up. The more I tried to avoid discomfort, the more it seemed to pop up. So how do we navigate life if our goal isn't to avoid pain or isn't to avoid discomfort? It's just something that I've just had rattling around in my head and I just want to sort of share and talk through it, because I've got no fucking idea, really. Like, I think the avoidance of pain creates more pain. But I also know that if we're not living a congruent life where we're balanced, that it can be quite easy to live in discomfort. Like, it's uncomfortable doing shit every day and having a business. But I also know that it's more uncomfortable not having a business and not being able to do the things that I want to do in life in the way that I want to do them.
Guys, is it time to get out of your own way? Top executives, rich listers, athletes, high-level celebrities, top performers all know that it's easy to slip backwards and start making excuses, which is exactly why they have coaches. These are literally people at the top of their game, and they still have coaches. So why shouldn't you? Having a coach means having a competitive edge, an edge that has you 3 to 4 steps ahead of everybody else in your industry, in your game, and even in life, an edge that gives you inner strength, confidence, and grit to handle anything in life. That's what you need to accelerate in life. Are you ready to step it up? Are you sick of trying to figure out everything on your own? Let's work together and finally break those barriers that have been holding you back for so long. Let's get you experiencing the success and the fulfillment that you've been dreaming of. Apply for my elite mindset and lifestyle coaching at michaelmojo.com. Go check it out.
Now, that's not saying that if you're an employee that you probably want to go and start a business, because I love business. Like, you know, Jess and I are on holidays here in Bali at the moment. Like, if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see I'm sitting in the hotel room. In fact, I might actually just grab my camera and show you out the window. Like, check out the view there. Like, that's fucking epic. Jess is just over here if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening to this, make sure you jump across to my YouTube channel and check it out. Make sure you subscribe, because I drop trainings and stuff like that on there as well. You know, we're over here in Bali and we're still working. You know, most employees, they go on holidays and they don't have to work. Whereas I work because I love working. So I love running a business. But it's also extremely painful and it can be extremely stressful, because there are financial challenges, there's staffing challenges that happen and pop up. When I say staffing challenges, we have amazing staff. But, you know, there's still things like, you know, they have stuff going on at home and, you know, they get sick and they have days off and things like that. And so you've got to manage those things consistently. You know, it just made me really think about how we live life in the most congruent way in flow without having that pain and discomfort. Now, I know that there are a lot of meditation teachers out there and a lot of spiritual gurus that say, well, you know, we don't need the pressure and we don't need the stress and we don't need the pain and we don't need the discomfort and shit like that. But they're not achieving anything. They're not fucking doing anything. They're convincing people that you can live in an idealistic place without this pain and challenge and pressure. I've just never met anyone who isn't going after goals and who isn't pushing hard in life, who wants to achieve something great, that doesn't have some sort of consistent pain or the niggles of having discomfort or stress consistently around them, whether it's late nights or whether it's trying to deal with their nutrition or whether it's trying to deal with relationships around them. You know, they just start to get their relationships together and all of a sudden something happens in business or something happens in their career, and then they just get their career and business back and that starts working. Then all of a sudden their diet and their training's gone out the window. And so there always seems to be these challenges, and I'm not really too sure whether the purpose of life is to consistently navigate these challenges in the most effective way that we possibly can. It's just left me thinking, and I thought, you know, I just want to share this thought process with you. I don't really have an answer for it yet. Maybe if you do, shoot me a message on my Instagram. Go to MichaelMojo_success And let me know what your thoughts are. I would love to hear from you. I don't know. Today, I'm just in a bit of one of those thought-provoking states. So I thought I'd just, fuck it, jump on here and share. That's what this podcast is all about. It's just my daily thoughts, my daily reflections, sharing ideas, sharing thoughts, and sharing tools that I think will help you guys and girls out there. I would love to hear from you. Shoot me a message. Hit me up on Instagram and let me know what you think the purpose of having some form of consistent pressure or stress or discomfort is. Everything in nature has to grow or it dies. And stress creates growth. But does that necessarily mean that there has to be discomfort? I'm not sure. Does it necessarily mean there needs to be pain? I'm not sure. I just don't really know where that boundary is because, you know, I go to the gym, I have a great gym session, but the next day I wake up, I'm fucking sore. So was it that great? Is it that maybe I'm overtraining? Is it that I'm out of balance? Did I push myself too hard? I don't really know. Like, what's the point of needing that stimulation for your body to grow, to be able to have those muscles, to have the pleasure to walk around and feel fucking good about yourself? I'm not sure. How much pressure do we need in order to maintain our diet, or discomfort do we need to maintain our diet so we don't end up fat and feel gross, you know, within ourselves? But being able to manage ourselves effectively, I'm not too sure what that point is yet. But if anyone has any ideas, shoot me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. Keep pushing against that pain. Find your special place to be able to manage your own pain and to keep growing to the level that you want to grow towards. But anyway, have a great day. Take care. Keep kicking ass. And I'll chat to you on the next episode of the Underestimated Entrepreneur.